Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
What's life? Uptown Ghoul. I'm Camilla Cabello, Easy. East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Stacey and Jay Spoon until 7. Happy to be back in the 031. There was, as we landed in Joburg, we were there for a client situation and to train, obviously, ahead of our fitness challenge tomorrow in more difficult and trying, weather circumstances. My lips were dry, but my hair was so straight. Did you see I was flicking my hair back and forth there?
Girl, I saw. And as we arrived from our little training session, so much is going on around the world, especially in KZN. One big issue that a lot of people are confused about at this point in time is the water shedding situation, guys. What is happening with our water? Of course, the shortfall is caused by Umgeni Water being unable to receive adequate raw water from the Nigel Dam because of the extensive damage that took place in April, the heavy rainfalls. And news out is that for the next 10 to 12 months, we will be experiencing this thing called water shedding. Welcome to South Africa.
Well, okay, listen. So, we obviously, we're not news people. We don't work for a news station. We have a news team who bring you the facts. And we just go, great. But we are definitely residents of this province.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of questions, right? Because now we know that there's this load shedding, water shedding, water rotation, whatever's.
Yeah.
And the schedule's all over the place. You can find it at ecr.co.za. It is definitely happening. So we need to address the fake news and, dare I say, bless us, the fake optimism that has gone along with this. There's a couple of vibes on social media about, our area is exempt. No one is exempt. And it is going to be rolled out, as Jay said, over the next year, basically. So maybe it started on Monday. Maybe on Monday, when your area was meant to not have water, you had water.
Yeah.
You clapped your hands. We must just be grateful for that kind of stuff. It's going to be not just no water. Sometimes it's going to affect the pressure. It's going to affect the time of day. And obviously our municipalities have said, we're going to try and keep you up to date as much as we can. But everybody needs to have a little bit of patience. So that is official. It is happening. Feel it. It is here.
Yeah. And also, I think the emphasis should be on us as residents to make sure that we use water sparingly, not to stockpile. And of course, not to resort to things like protesting. In Tongaat, I can imagine, and I feel for my people in Tongaat, they haven't had water for the last, close to 70 days now.
And there was protest action there today, right?
12 o'clock, 12. Yeah. What must they do?
Yeah, so the other thing that's happening is, you will recall that after the floods happened, the devastating floods earlier this year, load shedding, Itakwini appeared to be exempt from load shedding.
Yeah.
So the question is, now that it's been a while, Eskom have just announced load shedding that kicks in today until Sunday. Are we still exempt? The answer is yes. So we will have power.
Yeah.
We are currently still exempt from load shedding. So if you get those notifications, it's okay.
Down.
You can ignore. Eskom's the push. It's all right. Doesn't affect us for now, even though the app doesn't say that. Word on the street is, officially, we will not have load shedding. However, water rotation will continue for the next 10 to 12 months. All the details, ecr.co.za.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.